None but the hungry heart. 9:25. The living truth. I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Philippians 3 verse 14. We must be truth-centered if we are to be Christ-centered. With an increase of knowledge and apprehension of the truth, there is a constant sense that we are not practically up to what we have received, and hence the measure of our strength is not the enjoyment of a truth, but the extent to which we maintain what we believe in spite of every obstacle. It is the way in which we surmount the difficulties in our path, and not the enjoyment of truth which defines our position. We will not learn truth aright, excepting in the deepening knowledge of the Lord Jesus. It is the lack of this which is the cause of weakness among us. Bare doctrine is not connected with him. When the flower is separated from that which is its source, its sustenance and support, it is henceforth doomed to decay. We have that which is lovely and full of blessing in the Lord Jesus. But if we are to know it as such, to prove its truth, to enjoy it practically, it must be in taking these things as connected with him. The Lord Jesus himself, and not even truth about him, must be filling our hearts if we are to grow. This is no unnecessary admonition in a day when knowledge of the most sacred truths may be intellectually attained by so small an effort. It is a happy and necessary thing to understand the word of God, but with that word treasured, the aim of the believer's affection should be that I may know him. Desires after the Lord Jesus, desires to live with him in heaven now and to manifest him on earth, make the growing believer separate from the world and separate him unto the glorified Lord, that I may know him. Philippians 3 verse 10.